Breaking news, Iran says they have taken 173 prisoners from the U.S. military Delta Force. But at this time, it cannot be confirmed. And the USA is denying it even happened. But according to Iran, the United States tried a military landing that ended in a catastrophic failure, and they were surrounded by IRGC fighters who then took them as prisoners. As I said, we'll wait for further confirmation. Also, the regime change that Trump ordered has been finalized. They replaced Khamenei with Khamenei, the son of the previous supreme leader who was murdered by Israel and the USA. So now with Trump's and Netanyahu's grand plan, they replaced the leader with a new one whose father, mother, sister, wife, child, and in-laws were all murdered in the strike on Ali Khamenei. I wonder what kind of repercussions that might bring and if he will show any tolerance to American and Israeli goals. I doubt it. Last night, he made it rain in Tel Aviv and Haifa with a bombardment I have never seen before in Israel, causing major damage. Foreign Minister of Iran, Araghchi, was interviewed by NBC News Today, and when asked about a ceasefire, he said, "We are not looking for a temporary ceasefire so they can reload and rearm. We want a permanent end to the war, so no pauses in the fight unless it's permanent." The Strait of Hormuz is still closed. Oil prices have doubled since the start of the war, and Kuwait has stopped oil production altogether. And don't get me started on Trump telling Fox News Today that these ships should go through the Strait of Hormuz and show some guts. There's nothing to be afraid of. Tell Trump to go on those ships and guide them, as if a civilian wants to risk their life to ship oil for big corporations. And you know what? Why don't those CEOs go on those ships? Israelis are still in shelters, but they are not dancing anymore. I wonder why. And Lindsey Graham was on Fox News yesterday and said about Iran, and I quote, "You just wait and see what comes in the next 2 weeks. We're going to blow the hell out of these people. This guy and our country are straight up warmongers and mass murderers." Again, this sounds like a nuclear threat coming from the West. First, we had Netanyahu saying everyone will die. Now Lindsey Graham telling us this. And then I read today that America deployed a plane they call the Doomsday Plane to the Middle East. The plane serves as an airborne command and communication relay designed for nuclear war. Why is he sending this there? You tell me. Stay tuned for more updates.